Hello. Would the start of daylight saving time where the clocks jump forward an hour? This is something that frustrates me, and I'm sure not only me. I don't like it, and I'm always asking the question, why are we still doing this? Anyway, during my adjustment period, I struggled with fatigue. That is why I decided that today's topic would be ways to boost your energy levels naturally. Here is what we women need to know about our hormones and fatigue, and I'll be providing ways to combat this fatigue, get better sleep, and ways to boost your energy levels naturally. Hello again, you are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. I am the creator of info on highbloodpressure.com, a website that supports complementary alternative treatments for high blood pressure and other chronic diseases that affects an extremely high number of my community. That's why I work primarily with women of color and others that seek improved cardiovascular health, their energy level, weight management, and the balancing of their body's energy at the cellular level that slows the aging process. So, let's get started on today's episode. Today's episode is on what all women need to know about our hormones and fatigue, how to get better sleep, and ways to boost our energy levels naturally. In truth, we all need this. Fatigue is a common problem that affects people of all ages and backgrounds. Sleep disruption can stem from work or school schedules, inconsistent sleep patterns, daylight saving time, or general stress and anxiety. But whatever the case, chronic fatigue can seriously impact our ability to function normally. Our adrenal glands provides us with crucial hormonal support that's needed for us to go through the day with energy, enthusiasm, and efficiency. If your adrenals are depleted, well, it's very likely that you will suffer from fatigue and have to deal with menopausal symptoms. Here are some of the signs if your adrenals may need some looking after. You feel grouchy, and have difficulty dragging yourself out of bed. Probably it's not your age after all that is causing all of this. Or you need a caffeinated drink to get going, and we're talking about more than one cup of coffee or tea. You rely on sugary snacks, particularly in the late mornings or afternoon. Then at night, though you're exhausted, you have difficulty falling asleep as the worries of today keep replaying in your mind. And also you wonder what is happening to your interest in sex. Huh. It might not be the medication you're taking after all. If this is you, your adrenals may be running and almost empty. My doctor referred me for adrenal testing once some years ago. It is a test that measures the levels of two key adrenal hormones over a 24-hour period. Luckily for me, I didn't need it. It was not due to my adrenal levels why I was exhausted. At the time when this was happening to me, my fatigue, that is, I was going through a very stressful time of unresolved emotional stress at work for over a very long period of time. I had to make the decision along with guidance on restoring my body that includes some of these steps. And I'm going to recommending them to you below. At first, Your fatigue may seem merely annoying or inconvenient. We may feel tired throughout the day or unable to concentrate or simply on simple tasks for long periods. But if we ignore these warning signs and allow our fatigue to persist for too long, it can start to affect our mental and physical health. So, if you are struggling with excessive tiredness regularly, it is important to take actions. Here are some ways you can naturally boost your energy. The first one is get enough sleep. This one might seem obvious, but it's worth repeating. Getting enough sleep is crucial for maintaining high energy levels throughout the day. Most adults need between 7 and 8 hours of sleep each night. If you're not getting enough sleep, try going to bed and waking up at the same time each day to help regulate your body's natural sleep cycle. The next thing you could do is eat more often. You might think eating more often would only make you feel more tired, but that's not the case. When you're feeling tired, it could mean your blood sugar levels are low. Eating smaller meals more often throughout the day can help keep your energy levels up and prevent those dreaded blood sugar crashes. Number 3, exercise regularly. Exercise isn't only good for your physical health. It can also improve your mental clarity and energy levels. A moderate amount of activity is the key here. You don't need to go overboard and exhaust yourself. Just 30 minutes of walking or light cardio a few times a week can make a huge difference. Limit caffeine is another idea. I know this is a tough one. If you can't live without caffeine, limit yourself to 1 cup of coffee daily. And make sure it's early in the day so it doesn't affect your sleep pattern later on in the night. Number 5, drink water. Not only does staying hydrated help our bodies to function properly by delivering nutrients and flushing toxins, but it can also provide a natural boost in energy levels. Most of our energy comes from the food and drinks we consume, and so water helps to deliver these essential nutrients to our cells and organs. Number 6. Take a power nap. This is so important. Try taking a power nap if you struggle to make it through the afternoon slump. Sometimes I myself take a nap while waiting for my grandkids at their school. You know what I do? I get to their school around an hour or so early to get convenient and easy parking. This is where I can sit in my car and see them coming out of the doors of the school without me getting out of my vehicle to go wait on the sidewalk. I get to escape and not be affected by the weather in any way. Most times, I read a book or check my emails. But sometimes I need a little shut-eye. So when I'm going to get a power nap, I put on my timer, make sure my car doors are locked, and just lean back. A 20-minute nap can do wonders for your energy levels. So be sure not to nap for too long, or you might feel groggy instead of refreshed. There's no need to rely on caffeine or other unnatural stimulants to get through the day. There are plenty of ways to boost your energy levels naturally. By following these simple tips that I mentioned, you'll feel more energetic in no time. But I want to encourage you on how you can get better sleep every night. Sleep is critical for our overall health and well-being. Yet many of us struggle to get a good night's sleep. You have individuals. You remember Michael Jackson was having his doctor put him to sleep so he could get sleep and have energy? That is how important it is for us to get sleep. You see, if you're not sleeping well, especially if I am not sleeping well, I get cranky and lack patience. So if you're looking for ways to sleep better, these suggestions that I'm going to mention might come as a surprise to you, but they are helpful in you getting better sleep. a white noise machine. A white noise machine is a type of background noise that is uniform in pitch and volume. This makes it less likely to disrupt sleep than other types of noise. In addition, the machine can help to mask disruptive noises so that you can stay asleep throughout the night. Next, a weighted blanket. The weight of the blanket provides gentle pressure that has a soothing effect, much like a massage that's happening on your body. The weighted blankets are often used to help people with anxiety and insomnia or those that suffer from other sleep disturbances. The deep pressure stimulation provided by the blanket can help lower cortisol levels and the stress hormones. Next, I would suggest an eye mask. I read about this, but I have not tried this one. But this suggestion is not about what I like or not. It is to help you in choosing what will work best for you. So here goes. Personally, instead of an eye mask, I would get blocked out blinds. But an eye mask might work for you if you have a street lamp outside your bedroom window or the sun peeking through the blinds. External lights can make it difficult to sleep soundly. An eye mask can help to block out this light and create a dark, peaceful environment that is conducive to you sleeping. Using one or more of these tools, you can create an environment conducive to sleep and start getting the rest you need. Next, let's talk about the different types of rest your body actually needs. Now that you're aware of the importance of sleep and how crucial it is to a healthy body, when we aren't sleeping enough, we see various symptoms alerting us that something needs to change. Though when I think about rest, I often just think of it as another word for sleep. Rest for the body is one aspect of rest. There are actually several types of rest we can be focusing on and add into our lives regularly, because your body needs more than one type of rest. Today I'm going to talk about five. Here are five different types of rest you can prioritize for a balanced approach to wellness. The first one is time to sleep. This is the first thing that comes to mind when we say we need rest. A good night's sleep is the backbone of a healthy body. And aiming for 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night will be transformational, let me tell you, for your health. If you struggle with this, setting a bedtime and creating a nourishing bedtime routine will help get you into a rhythm you can enjoy. Time to fly solo. In a world where we have families, work closely with others, and are often involved in our community, sometimes uninterrupted quiet time is the answer. It doesn't matter whether or not you're an introvert, because I'm an introvert and love being on my own. Everyone should have the opportunity to enjoy some silence and their own company and thoughts. It can look like a night in with a good book or a dinner date for one. But for me, my husband and I love our individual alone time in the house. And how we do it is he'll be upstairs or downstairs doing his alone time, and I'm in another section of the house doing my own thing. But it's great because we are both aware of each other in the house, but it's nice sometimes to feel like you're alone in the house doing your own thing. And then at another time, we're in the same space together, doing our own thing, talking from time to time about whatever pops up in our mind. as we remember something or just being silent, but enjoying each other company. You decide on what works best for you. The next thing I'm suggesting is time in nature. I love this. Being in nature is such a beautiful and serene thing to do. There is just something about being outdoors that is so grounding. It can be as simple as walking barefoot through the grass, or as intense as hiking a mountain. Spending more time in nature has a way of reminding us of our place in the universe. So, grab a friend, or don't, and get some sun on your face. Next, time with your people. Community is an essential part of a healthy life. If you're feeling disconnected, brainstorm how to prioritize creating new relationships and nurturing the ones you already have. I like to add this to my weekly schedule so it doesn't get put on the back burner. It can be as simple as a quick check-in, a lunch date, or a walk after work with a friend. You don't have to be an extrovert to feel recharged by sharing an authentic conversation with the people you love. Time away. Oh boy. We love traveling. And part of the excitement to me, that is planning it, the expectations, and the looking forward to it. For me to truly enjoy time away, it must be me not cooking or thinking what we're going to eat today. I refuse to exchange kitchen at another location, especially since I'm the one doing the cooking when we are at home. So if I go away and I'm cooking again, that's not vacation for me. Of course, this can look different for everyone. For some, it can be a weekend stay in a hotel, or you may just need a change of scenery and a good old-fashioned night out. For others, it could take an entire week to rejuvenate you. And still, some may need an extended break from the weight of the world. It's okay to step back. Step back from commitments or responsibilities while caring for yourself for a season. And a season can mean 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Just your time. Honestly, you may be feeling so depleted that you need to make some time for all five types of rest. And that's okay. Taking time to recharge is never selfish. Remember that. It is never selfish or frivolous. Each person is different and worthy of the rest they need to operate well. Okay? If you have enjoyed my podcast today, please like, subscribe, rate and review. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and other podcast players. I always love hearing what's been helpful. This is Donna Williams, your wellness lifestyle guide, signing off for this week. And remember to tell your family and friends about High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle podcast with Donna Williams. And remember, access my calendar and sign up for a free 30-minute consultation. I have the link below here, and I would love for you to schedule a time. I would love to continue this conversation with you. Bye.